Justice of the Peace courts handle minor offenses, small debt claims, evictions, traffic problems. They can also marry people, and they issue warrants to arrest suspected criminals. Presently, the county is divided up into 7 Justice of the Peace precincts. 1 JP handles each precinct, except for the Precinct 1, which is handled by 2 JPs. It's a busy one because it contains the city of Waco. County Commissioner Will Jones wants to consolidate the 7 JP districts into 5. He says it'd save the county about $165,000 a year.
Those projections are just the savings that we would recoup from that. That's just the salaries of the elected officials.
The Texas Constitution requires counties to have between 4 and 8 JP precincts. Commissioner Jones says McLennan County isn't so big that it needs all 7 districts. He likes to compare our situation to Williamson County, which has a comparable population and only 4 JP precincts. Precinct 2 is one of the areas that might get consolidated. That includes Mart, Texas, on the eastern edge of McLennan County. David Montai is the chief of police there, and he says that if the JP position in his precinct gets eliminated, someone from his department would have to drive all the way into Waco to get a warrant.
Unfortunately, there's times that we need a warrant issued immediately, where if the suspect has already left the scene by the time we get there, or it's something that involves the welfare of the citizens and we need a warrant signed immediately, there's not too many judges in Waco that we're going to go into Waco and wake them up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
County Commissioner Lester Gibson is against the measure. He says any costs that would be saved by eliminating those salaries and offices would end up getting picked up by other JP precincts.
You're going to increase it with what you're going to pay with staff to make sure that the offices run professionally and from an operational point of view.
Gibson is also concerned that consolidating JP precincts would dilute the minority vote and might be considered discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. The second public hearing on redistricting is at 6 o'clock tonight at the McLennan County Courthouse Annex in downtown Waco. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.